It's always Onesies O'Clock with Onesies Down Under. From lazy mornings, cozy evenings, to everything in between, their products are the perfect companion to every scene. Each onesie is designed to make you feel secure, cherished, and adorable. Don't nap on these savings and treat yourself to 10% off when you use promo code LISTENER on your next order. Onesies Down Under, bringing you the cutest, most comfortable onesies and apparel since 2015. Hello, 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 and welcome to Newsy's Nook, a podcast where you can sit and relax while I try not to wet my pants. I'm your host, Newsy Baby. This week in Newsy's Nook, get your sunblock and shades, because we are heading to Santa Cruz for a sneak preview of Baby Furcon. This week in Newsy's News, the ABDL company Little for Big is attempting to trademark the word baby fur. Friend of the show and organizer of Camp Crinkle posted the tip on his social media. The search of the U.S. Patent and Trade website does show that Little for Big LLC is attempting to trademark the term baby fur. The website says the applicant has been accepted by the federal office and has met the minimum filing requirements but has yet been assigned an examiner. In the application, Little for Big is attempting to trademark the term without claim to any particular font, style, size, or color. The application goes on to say the applicant has a bona fide intention and is entitled to use the mark in commerce on or in connection to the identified good and services which the company identifies as adult diapers and disposable adult diapers. I've reached out to Little for Big for comment but have not yet heard back. If I do get a response, I will post it to my social media accounts. This week in Newsy's Nook, have you signed up for Baby Furcon happening this September in Santa Cruz, California? I bring on Evox and Kago to talk about what is new this year at the convention and what people need to know to get a ticket. Well, thank you, Kago and Evox, for coming to Newsy's Nooks. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Kago, co-chair for BFC Baby Furcon 2024.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Evox. I'm also a co-chair for Baby Furcon 2024.
All right, so we have Baby Furcon coming up. It's in Santa Cruz, September 26th through the 30th. You had 500 people last time, very well received, at least all the reviews I was told and the review that we had that episode after. What are you preparing for this year? What do the people need to know? What do the babies and the furries and the baby furs need to know?
Well, I think you already alluded to the biggest difference between this year and last year. We are now a 4-day con.
Oh, that's kind of fun. What made you want to add another day?
There's just another 24 hours of fun. And it was tempting and so tempting that we couldn't say no to that. It means that, you know, we show up on Thursday and potentially things kind of get rolling early Friday instead, and so we get to kick off the normies a day earlier, and it's hard to say no to that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've been to so many furry cons that run 4 days, and when we ran our event for 3 days, that's pretty much all we could afford to do for our first con. You know, we sort of like, this really needs to be longer.
Yeah, cool. Do you guys have anything already brewing in terms of programming, planning, what any sneak previews you can give us?
I don't know if we've actually mentioned who our guest of honor is this year.
Who is it?
We could talk about that. So I'm sure that you are aware of a gentleman named Furry Jade Fox. No. Wow. Okay. So Furry Jade Fox is probably my first foray into baby fur. So he is one of the cornerstones of our community in many ways. I love him to death. He's a good friend of mine, and he agreed to be our guest of honor this year. So he, you have Marcy and you have Jade, and they're like, Marcy is the one that draws everybody's characters, and Jade is the one that everybody found first. Kind of because he's just always been drawing diapers since forever. And so, yeah, Jade is going to be our super awesome guest of honor this year.
Oh, very fun. Does that mean like he gets like a crown and everything, or like what does that mean to be the guest of honor? Does everyone have to like change his diaper during this whole event? I mean, what does that mean?
Oh gosh. He would jump out of his skin. He wouldn't even let me change him. But that's okay. Everybody has their preferences. So Jade is going to get whatever he wants for the most part. But we've can kind of limited it down to he very specifically wants to do some panels. He decided that he was going to donate some interesting, like, I want to say historical pieces, but that seems really weird when you're talking about like hand-drawn diapers, like sketches and things. He's gonna the main thing that I the carrot that I waved at him was that he can help us design a onesie. And so
Oh.
we're gonna have Jade, who, in my opinion, is one of like the best artists at just like hand drawn, because he's like doing mostly markers and like freehand like designs. We're gonna work with him to come up with a onesie design this year.
Oh,
So
that's so
that was
cool.
my largest carrot with him.
Right. And you had an exclusive onesie last year too, right?
We did, yes. Yeah. So we worked with Marcy and Onesies Down Under last year, and so we're still like TBD on if we have two, but probably we're gonna go one way or the other. Well, we're deciding. That's not confirmed.
Nice.
We got a bunch of other cool new things this
I
year as
know.
well.
I'm staring at a list. You wanna take a
Give me the
peek
whole
here?
list. Don't dance around the poll. Just give me the whole
So
poll.
we're gonna get at least one new crib for our nursery. We've got new high chairs coming in.
Okay.
We're going to improve our outdoor play space. We're going to put up some big tents, have some lights in there so we can use it after hours.
Is this
Significant.
outside? Is the
Yeah.
tent going to be outside? Oh, okay. Yeah, because you had like a cool pool element going on last year.
We had two areas. We had the pool, like you mentioned, and then we had the outdoor area, which Chicago is talking about. And so last year it was a big fenced in area with privacy screens all around, and we had our inflatables and some of those sorts of things. But this year, what are we adding?
So we're gonna have outdoor swings there now as well,
Oh, that should be fun.
and the inflatables that Evox mentioned is our bounce houses. So we will be bringing those back. We did have those last year, and we're also gonna have an outdoor movie theater there as well.
Oh, so you could do like outdoor movies one night?
Yes,
Like a
exactly.
dine-in.
Oh, that's so fun.
And because our theme this year is like summer camp, we're gonna probably lean into some of those sort of like extra elements of like fake fires, and we've got the hanging lights, and so it'll be like this sort of back patio of the con after hours. So we're trying to, because last year it got a little dark in the parking lot, and so folks didn't really play out there. But we're still planning on kind of shutting down the pool at 10 and doing the normal things that hotels like to do, because lifeguards after hours are not really a thing that they do. And so this year we were thinking, well, why don't we make that outdoor area even more fun? And since we're going to have a 60-foot tent, put lights in it, sit underneath, have movie night, and lean into that. It'll be fun.
And of course, we'll still have all the stuff we had there last year. We will still have our tricycles there. We'll bring the chalk. You can draw on the ground. We'll have a lot of the fun stuff we had there last year as well.
Yeah, going back to like what bringing back stuff. What do you think in each of your opinions was like a highlight item or like a highlight event that you're like, we got to bring back this year?
I think pool parties was one of the things that I had just never experienced in the way that we sort of like the thing that happened, with just inflatables and people spraying each other with water, and just all of that was just fun. There's DJs, there's parties, there's drinks. It was just the pool party was probably the thing that was so surprising to me from last year. I think, equally our school was one of those experiences where you walked in and it was just like it was so much more involved than I would have ever expected, just looking at the like the actual, purchase orders and all of the things that, you see ahead of the event. Like they really leaned in and had kids' artwork on the walls, and it was just all kinds of cool stuff. So, we're going to still do those things. All of that is really important to us. Neri does a really great job with the school. Wynn helped out last year as well. I believe that they're getting involved again this year. Keiko, you want to talk about some of the kind of newer things, though, like how we're adding to our play spaces?
Well, let's see. I mentioned the crib. We're getting some more things for the nursery area. Some more like play blocks, more plushies. This year, we do also have a new sort of chill space that we're going to have that wasn't there last year, which not quite as sort of chill as like for example, Capcom has like the quiet space where there's like no talking at all. Not quite that chill. You can still sort of hang out in there and talk quietly. There'll be some chill music in there. But so we do have a new space for a chill area this year.
I think that's so important. I don't know. There's just sometimes, even at like EDC, even at Capcom, right? There's just those moments where you're like, I don't want to leave I don't want to leave the party. I just need a quieter area.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we're trying to go for. I just want to get out of the sort of the main hustle and bustle and just go somewhere that's sort of quietish and chill out for a bit.
That's so cool. Was that a
And
recommendation someone gave? Like, oh, I want a chiller space? Or was that something you guys as organizers were like, no, this is something we want to incorporate?
we brought on a few. We've got so many people that were interested in volunteering for us. And so one of our new programming leads was basically like, this is what I would like to do with that space. I'm like, that's a really good idea. Let's do that.
Oh, very fun.
And as we mentioned last year, some of the like the follow-on thoughts that we had was, gosh, like we need more square feet in this hotel. Where do we take and utilize the spaces that exist? And so one of the things that we did in the contract review was make the gym available to us. And so we will pay for them to move the gym furniture somewhere else into the hotel so that we can like actually have another sealed off space. And so then programming was like, we have an idea for that. And they filled it out really nicely. So they're actually going on site on Tuesday to do all the final measurements so we can get all of our like actual like crib placements diagrammed and like this is exactly our order of operation for load-in figured out. But yeah, that gym area is going to be a really good addition to the play spaces. And we're going to cover it in foam tiles.
But they're taking all the gym stuff out, so I can't have my gym himbo fantasy.
No,
I'm
you could
joking.
still ride your bike, but no. So they're the funny thing is, this hotel last year, one of the things that stressed us out prior to our event was that they were under renovation, right? And so they got really good at moving their stuff around and making their hotel still a hotel while halfway full of construction, right? And so
Oh.
one of the areas that they did that with is this big, like, I think it's a is it a red pine or something like that? It's a big tree that grows around a patio, and it's all glassed off, and it's like outdoors, but it's really pretty and has a patio and like a barbecue and stuff like that. And so they had lined up their like cycling bikes around that for a short while, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we'll just move them over there. That's totally fine. You need the gym? Not a big deal." So some like because my partner also really was like, "So wait, I can't exercise. Well, I guess I'll have to get my running shoes and bring those." I'm like, no, it'll be fine. You can still use the gym. We're just gonna move it. So yeah, they'll potentially have to change up the towels and the water bottles for bottles and sippy cups, but otherwise it should be fine.
Very cool. Nice. No, I love that you're bringing back the pool thing. I love the new additions that you're bringing on. I know a big one you mentioned last year that kind of made me go, whoa, the future is now, is your ability to take photos at the event. Remember, you were kind of telling me how it was designed in such a way where like it kind of streamlines the process a little bit better. Do you want to describe what I'm describing? And then also, are you bringing it back and are you improving it in any way?
We're absolutely bringing it back. So that's the thing that we called Crinkle Connect.
Right.
And so what that basically lets us do is we have approved photographers who have basically gone through training with us on exactly what you can and cannot do for photography. So make sure, like an obvious one is we don't want them out in some common space accidentally taking pictures where other people are accidentally in the photo that didn't consent to being in the photo. So we basically take them through a whole bunch of training on how to take photos and how to get consent from the people that you're taking photos. Make sure that you get you figure out exactly which attendees are in the photo. And so the way that we do that is on every attendee's badge, they have an attendee number. And so, it's just like, I'm attendee 123. What this means is that the photographer basically just notes down each person that is in the photo. And then through our Crinkle Connect system, it allows the photographers to basically send the photos to those attendee IDs only. And only those attendees can get into receiving those photos. So it helps sort of protect our attendees. So even our photographers don't know the personal contact details of who they're taking photos of. So that at no point do our attendees have to worry about, well, I gave this staff photographer my Telegram or my email or something. It's like, maybe I don't want them to know that. So with the system, they don't get that information. And then our system only allows the attendees that actually receive photos to get their own photos. And then 30 days after the event is done, we delete the whole lot. So even we won't have it.
The future is now. I literally, the
Yeah.
future is now. What was the reaction from attendees? Because I personally didn't see any baby FurCon photos, but I'm guessing what was the feedback from people that did get their photos back? Were they like, this is the coolest system ever?
I was actually thinking that their feedback wasn't about our system, that was the funny part. They were like, "Oh, I got my photos. Why couldn't I have taken more?" Like it was, there was more hunger than anything. Like that's always one of those things in software where it's like good software is ignored, and so like folks are like, "Yeah, I got my photos." Or we had one or two folks ask us after we had deleted, and it was like we were really clear. So there was like two camps. There were the ones that were like really proactive. They got their stuff and they were super excited. And then there were maybe one or two people that we heard from that were like, "So, do you still have that?" It's like, "No, we actually like legitimately don't have your photos." They're like so white.
We're not playing a game. We actually did delete them.
Yeah, we did delete them, and we sent you a warning before we did so too. So like there was those two camps of folks. I think the one piece of feedback that I heard a couple times that I think we're taking to heart this year is making it more obvious on the schedule when that's happening. And I think that there's some fervor for can we get more of that scheduled and visible. We did a couple sporadic ones as well. Like we had signs that as long as you had a volunteer like waving the like you must have consented before stepping in front of this sign around. And for the most part, like folks were like chill with that, right? You're like, okay, photos are in progress, photos are in progress, but those like spontaneous moments I think folks wanted more of, and so we probably will have to put more on this calendar and make it more visible. But equally I think that there was just a general wish that the schedule was more visible in the lobby and places like that, and so I think we can fix that by just putting a TV out there that runs our schedule so that folks can be like, "Oh, photo time in 30 minutes," or "Marcy's doing a drawing with me panel," like those sorts of things. So I think that was the biggest piece of feedback. I think folks generally understood the software. I think we're probably still going to rewrite portions of it and make it better. I think one of the things that Kago had mentioned to me is that other events had reached out to us and said, "Hey, we don't need privacy as much as you do, but that's a really cool way to get your photos to people." And so, maybe we'll make it available to others. Who knows?
To be determined.
Yeah, I would love to see a big con use Crinkle Connect as their piece of software to share their photos. We might have to white label a little more than that, but.
I think it's super cool. I think it's super cool that we have that technology. We have Tikable owners, Todd's, Nowies, which you can now like build an event and then build miniature events within the event. I mean, the future is now. Literally, the
I
ABDL
heard
community is
about
just
that.
the ABDL community is just kind of like, we'll build our own. Why wait? Very cool. Let's talk about, so we kind of talked about, right, you were talking about improving on what was last year. Is there any other things that you're improving on that happened last year that you're just kind of like, sprucing up, making it a little shinier or making it more streamlined?
Yeah, so we're going to do, because we did a bus trip out to Forest last year. We weren't sure how popular it was going to be, and so it's one of the the more expensive things that we do. So we're like, we'll just get one bus, and it was like completely full. It was like, the singing on the bus to and from the park. It was just it was very well received. So this year we're going to have two buses, and we're going to go to two different locations. So we're going to have one excursion to the beach, and then another one to the forests again. I don't know if we're doing the same forest or a different one, but
The park was listed, I don't remember, but it's Redwoods regardless.
You'll have to wait and see exactly where it is. But that's just available on basically it'll be on the schedule, and you come and wait out front of the hotel and get on the bus. You don't have to pay anything extra. We're not charging anything extra for that. One of the big feedbacks we got from last year was about the cost of food in the hotel.
Okay.
So this year we're going to have breakfast and lunch buffets, and so you can basically, of course, we will still have the hotel restaurant as it was last year, but there was a sort of back patio area that we didn't use last year at all, which we're going to set up so that you can have basically a fixed price for a breakfast buffet or fixed price for a lunch buffet. What was it, dinner? I forget whether it was
I
lunch or
can't. I
dinner.
think it was actually dinner. We're not doing lunch. I think it's breakfast and dinner. That way but those like your two meals of the day when you're at a convention, unless you're a concho that eats voraciously like I do, and I drag Kago away to make sure that he eats as well. But those are like the three like new things, right? We also potentially, we talked about the nursery space and the like fitness center, and we'll make it not look like a fitness center, of course. But there's some things that we also like when we're thinking about improving. In many ways, taking away is also good. And so there were a couple of things that we did last year that we found that didn't work for us. And so one of those things was like our priority lines or the priority access, where we were doing like early and late access to play spaces. We found that there was too many times where it was like, oh, okay, little ones, you must leave so that the people that paid more than you can stay for another hour.
Just
And
didn't work.
that's not us. That's not us. So we're amending our policy around the like early and late access to just be early access this year. So, our super sponsor class folks can show up at 7 a.m. if they feel like it, or we haven't picked the time, but you know what I'm saying. Like they'll get in an hour early if they want to go and dive in the ball pit for a bit. So we're not going to kick anybody out at a different time this year. I think that that was crazy. One of the other things that we did poolside was we had a VIP cabana, and we were just trying to think of ideas for like VIPs, and that was like the best we could come up with. But I had an experience at con that made me change my mind about it, where there was a little that came over, and there was a pink bouncer in the non-VIP area, and there was a blue bouncer in the VIP area. They're like, can I get in the blue one? And then they walked over and they saw the sign, and they were like, oh, never mind. I was like, no, you can absolutely, I'm gonna get you in it right now. And so I was like, it's just an easy sad to like not have, right? Especially when the air like the pool was empty. And I'm just going, God, why are we doing this? That seems crazy. So we're gonna focus on making the event fun for all. And we're kind of turning our tears more towards, all right, you want like a onesie in addition to the t-shirt? Well, go super sponsor. You want these are perks that are special to the way that you registered, and it's more of a thank you for being, such a supporter. Less, these are the things you're going to get to do that are special on site, because I think that all of our attendees are special and they should all be treated well. And so it just didn't make sense. So those are like two key areas. We're just getting rid of our priority lines, or getting rid of our VIP spaces, and we're changing that early and late to just early access. But most folks are going to sleep in anyways, so.
I love it. No, I think that's super cool. I like that you're prioritizing a thank you for the extra support versus thank you for paying extra to get these extra things that no one else can get. I like the
Right.
way that you're flipping it on its head. It seems nicer. Or at least it comes
And
across as
it's just
nicer.
it's not healthy to be exclusionary, right? Like, that's not ever been the core purpose of our organization. Because BabyFurCon is just one thing that our organization does. We plan on building on these sort of events that become our core events. But, you know, as a nonprofit, it's about leaning into the community, giving back to the community. And it's not just, oh, the part of the community that paid us the most. That doesn't resound with us. So yeah, we love our people, but yeah, the whole event's supposed to be fun regardless.
There you go. All right. So if they've been listening and they're now convinced and they haven't signed up for the lottery system yet, please explain how you are doing your ticketing system this year, and what are the dates that they should kind of be looking out for after they've signed up for the lottery system.
The registration lottery is open right now. You can go to our website at babyfurcon.com. You can click on the register link on there. So the reason why we decided to run a lottery this year is we had sort of seen the feedback after last year's event, and we're like, oh, we think that there's going to be way more people want to come to this event than we have space for them. And we don't want to do some kind of who can click the register link the fastest or who pays the most to get in, because like we were just saying, that seems somehow exclusionary. And so we're like, well, let's run a lottery. At the same time, we did want to sort of try and reward the people that have come to all of our events in the past or come to even some of our events in the past. And so what we did is when you enter the registration lottery, you basically that sort of like a raffle buys you kind of a ticket into the lottery. If you've been a prior attendee, you'll get three tickets into the lottery. So if you've been a prior attendee, you basically have three times more chance to get a red slot than if you'd never been to the event. But again, we didn't want to exclude, you know, remove the chance for people that have never been before. We still wanted them to be able to attend. So our first lottery drawing is on April 28th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So that's when we will make our first drawing. And we're going to run the lotteries weekly on Sundays at 5 p.m. So that basically means on the first lottery, we will be drawing for super sponsors. So we will draw 100 slots out of the lottery on that Sunday. That's April 28th at 5 p.m. And basically email those 100 people and say, congratulations, you've got a red slot. Please go and register. Now you'll basically have 1 week to register. So there's not a mad rush to try and sort of get your registration done. You can basically go all the way up until the next week's lottery. Now, in the first round where we're drawing super sponsors, one of the benefits that you will get if you do win one of those lottery slots is something that we're calling a plus one. So what this means is that if you've got a significant other, a caretaker, or you're the caretaker and you're little, or maybe just your best friend that you want to come along with you, you can basically give a code to whoever you want that will give them a registration slot. On the first week, though, that will still only be super sponsors. So if you give your plus one on the first week to your BFF, that'll be super sponsor only. Then on week two, we will repeat the whole thing again, but now we will draw, we will make a sponsor open as well. So then if you're selected in the second week, you can get super sponsor or sponsor. And so the plus ones will be available in the second week as well. Starting with week three, we will start drawing for regular attendees. Now, we will make sure that by week three, there are still red slots available. We will not draw so many from the lottery in weeks one and two that, you know, week three, it sold out. We will make sure that there are still slots available in week three. However, in week three, there are no plus ones with those red slots. So any of the drawings from week three and on, that will just get you a red slot, which you can go and register at any level. You can register regular, sponsor, or super sponsor. And we will continue drawing the lotteries weekly, even when we fill up. Because another major difference that we're doing this year is you can cancel your registration anytime up to 30 days before the event, and you will get a full refund. Now, that does actually cost us something. So we would love it if people don't just register and cancel. But what that does mean is that if somebody's unable to attend and they do cancel their registration, that slot will now become available for the following week's lottery. So even if you don't get in the lottery on first or second or third, or the sixth week, you will still, your that being in the lottery, it will carry over all the way up till the event. We will keep drawing red slots until the con happens.
Got it. All right, so just recapping just a little. Basically, highest tier gets the first week, the second tier gets the second week, the third tier, and so on and so forth. The first two tiers get a buddy system.
That's right.
That's right. First week is going to be 100. Second week will be 50 drawn. And both of those weeks also get the plus one ticket. So that's a maximum, if everybody uses their plus ones and registers from their drawing, of 250 drawn. So we're making sure that there's still lots of room for folks that don't want to be those levels in that third week.
Right. And then I'll put a link in the show notes so you can see the different, what each tier comes with, right? Superstar sponsors get all of the accoutrements, right? T-shirt, early access, onesie, bandana. Sponsor gets a little less. And then general attendees just get to attend. I'll put the link in the show notes so everyone can review all of those. Let's talk about hotels, though. Where does the hotel fit in this whole lottery system? What do I need to know if I wanted to stay at the host hotel? And how does it work in this lottery system?
Similar to what we did last year, we will have a guaranteed room add-on that you can purchase during your registration. Now, there will be a limited amount. We will not, like the registration slots, we will not allow the hotel to sell out from those guaranteed reservation slots. So as you're going through, let's say you want a super sponsor red slot, as you're going through the checkout process, you will have the option to add that guaranteed room add-on to your registration. And if you see the add-on is available and you buy it, you are guaranteed a room in the main hotel. Now, we did this last year and we charged $100 for it. This year, we're going to charge $150 for it. And some people are like, oh, this is kind of like a cash grab. You know, I just want to remind everyone that we are a nonprofit and every dollar that comes into us goes straight back into making this event basically better for everyone that's going to be there.
And we are taking a bus, actually two buses to the beach this year and two buses to the Redwoods. That's four times the buses. So
anyway, so assuming you get one of those guaranteed room add-ons, then you're guaranteed a room. Now, maybe you can't afford the 150, or you're just like, you know, it's not for me. I don't think I want to spend 150. There will still be rooms available. And so starting on checking my notes, June 9th, we will start. Anyone who still wants a room, you can indicate, you can basically buy this free add-on. It doesn't cost you anything to say, I still want a room in the host hotel. And then weekly, starting June 9th, we will draw from everyone that's in the hotel lottery. We will draw slots from that and say, here's a hotel room. And likewise with the cancellation of the registration slots, if somebody cancels a room at the hotel, and that room becomes available, we will keep drawing that lottery all the way up to when the convention happens.
Very cool. And then I will just bring up, because I learned this from CapCon, I actually kind of enjoyed not being in the host hotel. So let me ask this for all those people that are like, no, it's too much. I need to separate myself from the con. Will you let people know once they've bought their ticket to go through this lottery system where the host hotel is? So if they're feeling not host hotel vibes, they at least know where to buy a nearby hotel room?
Yeah, so we are working with Overflow Hotels. So actually, once you have a registration, you get access to our attendee portal. And on the attendee portal, we disclose where the hotel is, even if you don't have a room in that hotel. So anyone that has a registration can see where our host hotel is. We are currently working with other hotels in the area to try and secure more rooms. But I mean, once you know where it is, you could even go book out of block. But already the prices of those hotels are going up like crazy. But you can go and book any of the adjacent hotels. We're hoping to come up with some kind of agreement with the neighborhood hotels. And as soon as we have that, we will send it out in our newsletter and update our registration information as to how to get book in those hotels.
It's like what I always say, ABDLs are economic boosters.
We definitely were.
We're just like, everyone just needs to accept it. Like, just forget about the diaper part and just think of us as just baby money bags, because it's basically what it's coming down to.
Even that part was doing well for the local economy. We took out a couple you know, dumpsters worth of diapers last year, so I think even the trash people like us. But the local restaurants were definitely like, give us a heads up this year.
And are you expecting to have 73,000 pounds of dirty diapers by the end of your four-day event?
Oh, is that Capcom's number?
I yes.
Oh, hopefully a little less, but yeah, somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there. All right. When we do our post baby Furcon episode, I'm going to ask you how many pounds of dirty diapers did you have? So I want that number.
There
We
was
better
one thing
ask
I
our
wanted.
hotel to track it.
There was one thing I wanted to add on, sort of, ABDL's baby furs money bags. We have gotten a little bit of sort of feedback about raising our prices again this year, and it's obviously we would have liked to have kept the prices where they were, but we're trying to make the event more fun. We've gone, 4 days instead of 3 days, so our costs have gone up. All the things that we're bringing to the event. And, I just want to remind everyone that it's a nonprofit. Every dollar that comes into us, none of us get paid. Every dollar that comes into it is exactly going into making our convention better. So I understand that the prices raised have meant that some people can't make it. And at the other end of it, we could charge, $75 for registration and have no programming. And then it'd be like, well, you can just go do that at any convention. We're trying to make the space special. And so that's why the prices are where they are.
All right, so that's how you get a hotel room. Let's move on to what are you looking for, right? We have Baby FurCon coming up in September. What are you looking for right now?
So we are still looking for our performances and our stage shows. We have a form open for that. We're still collecting submission for classroom, for our classroom, which Neri is going to run, but there's going to be lots of, that's basically a panel room that we can have any sort of class done. We also still have our regular panel and events submission open. We have parties, which is for room parties in our suites. And then we have our DJ submission, which is going to be, the folks that are playing music by the pool, but also it is a furry convention, so we do have dances and things of that nature. And so we've got probably five open forms right now. We're not currently collecting any more volunteers. We had 2x the interest of our actual capacity to bring on volunteers. And by the time this goes live, our vendor application will also be closed. And we had a lot of vendors as well this year. So it's been a really great challenge to pick through all of the wonderful submissions on the things that are open. But yeah, we've got lots to come.
Very cool. And for those that of the things you are looking for, right? Stage performers, classes, panels, parties, DJs. If I'm a DJ and I want to throw my hat into the ring, do I get any special perk, or is it more of just like of I get to showcase what I'm bringing to the con?
The main like special perk is we do have like a little reserve like of precious registrations that like if you're a performer or somebody that's going to bring something special that we've held those aside. And so get in the lottery, hopefully you get drawn. But if you don't and you have something wonderful you want to bring to our event, we'll make sure we take good care of you.
Awesome. All right. Last ditch effort. If they haven't signed up for the lottery system yet, why should people sign up for Baby FurCon? Kaga, I'll let you go first. Why should they enter the lottery system now? Why do it now versus later?
If you wait too long and you miss the lottery, you're missing out on a chance to come to our event. I mean, this is still the one and only complete buyout event for baby furs. There are no others. So you want to come to our event? Get in the lottery.
And then just to highlight, right? Because you told me this last year, it's not just for baby furs, right? Like if I'm just a ABDL that just likes to sog around in a host hotel, this is equally the event for you. You don't have to be a baby fur, right?
Absolutely. In fact, even if you've never been to a convention before, maybe you're just curious about acting little, or you're curious about diapers. We are not excluding anyone. Please, yeah, go ahead, enter our lottery. Come and have some fun.
As our marketing folks like to say, littles, middles, big kids, let yourselves shine.
Aw, very fun. And I will highlight, there's not a lot of West Coast age play events in general. So to me, I think it's super cool that we finally have like a West Coast convention that isn't like tied into like another kink. Like this is like our one like age play convention that we have on the West Coast that we can call ours, because there's not a whole lot.
Yeah. So flipping the narrative on the head here, Newsy, are you going to come to our event this year?
I signed up for the lottery, so I guess I'll find out.
Oh,
I did.
good.
I didn't do the super sponsor, though. I'm not made of money bags, but I did sign up. So let's find. I don't know. You hold the keys, so I guess I'll find out if I go in a couple weeks.
There's no levers for bias, unfortunately, but we do have some extra slots that we'll reserve, so you let us know. You're special.
I will let everyone know if I am going, because I do think it's really cool that you guys have a it like. For those AVD people always say like, oh, those California people, you guys never traveled to other states. I am one of those people. I am that narrative. I am the Californian that does not leave California unless there's a super big reason, and that's like I've only been to Chicago twice, and that's both for Capcom. And I can't even say I went to Chicago because right, like it's not in Chicago, it's in
Yeah,
Chicagoland.
you drive into the neighbor. Yeah.
So there you go.
Still
All
good
right.
event, but I'm glad to hear you're coming. Sorry.
I did
Crosstalk.
sign up. I did sign up. All right, Baby FurCon in Santa Cruz, September 26th through the 30th. Make sure to sign up for the lottery system before it starts on April 28th. But you can even still keep signing up even after
Exactly. You
April
can sign up
28th.
anytime. It's just the earlier you're in, the more chance you got.
More chance you got. All right, thank you, Kago and Evox, for coming to Newsies Nook and talking about Baby FurCon.
Thanks so much for having us.
I will have a link to the Baby FurCon website in the show notes. I will also have links to sign up to be a performer or a DJ, an organizer for a school class, panel, event, or party, also in the show notes. All right, kiddos, before we go, this episode is brought to you by Tykables. Get a pack of Animus and make sure to pair it with a Onesies Down Under. Their onesies are the perfect companion to every scene. Each one is designed to make you feel secure, cherished, and adorable. Make sure to use promo code LISTENER to get 10% off your next order. Onesies Down Under is a sponsor of this podcast, bringing you the cutest, most comfortable onesies and apparel since 2015. All right, kiddos, I'm gonna go goon out. See ya. Bye.